So, nothing wrong with objections in terms of telling God what your SWOT analysis is. Something wrong with rebellion. The two are not the same. When you are seeking help from God in order to accomplish what God has asked you to do, that's not rebellion. When you finally say, no, it's not me, send somebody else, that is rebellion. And you can see what gets God angry is not questions. It's not listing the things that would make it difficult for you to accomplish the project. It is when you finally do not want to obey God. And that gets God angry. No, but you see, all this, I believe, is in preparation to what Moses will go through with the people. The same motions are going to be in Israelites. They will feel, wow, we can't leave. What about this? Oh, they can't leave. Moses, Pharaoh will not allow us. And in the desert, they will lack things and feel like they are dying. I think that's what God wants Moses to go through the motions for himself, having overcome those fears and fully trusting in God. Then he can go with a million people on a journey to Canaan, aware that what they are going through is similar to him. And therefore he will understand them and seek to be patient with them and therefore lead them. Are you aware? That's why God is pointing out things deep in you. It helps you to understand when you see it in your team, you see the fears you yourself have overcome, and instead of condemning your team members, you're able to stand with them and help them to overcome their fears.